State health officials have confirmed an outbreak of 15 measles cases, and there will be likely at least half a dozen more. It's Friday, August 14th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, the ad war is underway in the general election campaign for governor. And a story about why Wisconsin is a leader in frozen pizza production.
I say a cheese manufacturer would send us shredded cheese, and then we'd bake it on a pizza and tell them how it performed.
Stay with us.
Are you an educator looking for ready-to-use classroom content and engaging professional learning? Visit pbswisconsineducation.org for free videos, games, lessons, and more, built to spark curiosity and support state standards. From writing and Wisconsin history to science and music, find what you need at pbswisconsineducation.org.
State health officials have confirmed an outbreak of 15 measles cases among residents in southwestern Wisconsin. As Daniel Kading reports, it's likely there will be at least a half a dozen more.
The outbreak has grown from two measles cases reported earlier this week in Iowa and Lafayette counties. That brings the total to 23 cases so far this year, most of which occurred in children 17 and under. All but one of those infected are unvaccinated. The outbreak comes as President Donald Trump has issued an order that calls for giving shots to children in separate doses, including for the measles vaccine. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ryan Westergaard says that doesn't square with their recommendations.
It actually contradicts the best available science about how to prevent disease and keep kids healthy.
Meanwhile, the agency is working with local and national health officials to investigate the outbreak in southwestern Wisconsin. No locations have been identified where people may have been exposed. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The general election ad war in the race for governor has begun. In the race between Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany and Democratic Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Tiffany's 30-second ad attacks Crowley as a failed executive who oversaw tax increases and a lapse of county employee health insurance benefits. An ad from the Democratic Governors Association paints Tiffany as a pandering politician, hiding his MAGA agenda that includes supporting January 6 rioters and co-sponsoring a national abortion ban bill. UW La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergowski says both men are still introducing themselves to voters and trying to define their opponents.
I'm sure both sides are going to run aggressive paid advertising campaigns, and the closing stretch of the Democratic primary is evidence that television advertising still matters a lot.
Chergowski credits Crowley's last-minute ad blitz against Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong for his surprise win on Tuesday. A former Wisconsin Principal of the Year is suing a school district in rural Racine County. Avery Martinez says the principal believes he was targeted because of his sexuality.
Jeffrey Peterson says he had never had a bad evaluation in his 30-year education career, but that changed when a new Raymond school board was elected and he was terminated. Peterson's lawsuit says he was targeted for removal because he's gay. That happened in 2023 when he was the principal of a small school southwest of Milwaukee. Peterson alleges he was told gay teachers weren't able to fit into the community. Court documents say board members worked with the right-wing activist group Moms for Liberty to spread lies about Peterson. His lawsuit claims the school board promoted false rumors accusing him of grooming children. Local parents stood up to protect him. The district, school board, and Peterson did not respond to a request for comment. Avery Martinez, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin regulators are forging ahead with regulations to prioritize and prorate payments for wolf attacks on livestock and dogs. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board approved the move yesterday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the agency may not have enough money to pay all wolf damage claims. Payments are made through the state's Endangered Resources Program when the animal is listed as an endangered species. The DNR says claims have increased, but revenues haven't kept pace. Diane Kane of Hixton says the agency should prioritize claims for farmers who use non-lethal methods to deter wolves.
Indulgence payouts to those who exploit the wolf depredation claim resource will drain the fund.
The president of the Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association says hunters and farmers who experience losses should be paid in full. The DNR says the lack of funding is tied in part to a shortfall in the state's fish and wildlife account. A collectible store in Waukesha is getting attention for a rare discovery. Nearly 100 pristine copies of a decades-old game, Super Mario Bros. Duck Hunt, were found in a shipping box that dated back to 1993. The owner of the shop, One Stop Wonders, bought the box years ago from a man who stopped in at the store. It sat in storage until a collector got a look inside. The collector is Jason Ganos. He says the games are special and highly valuable because they're a never-before-seen variant of a game discontinued in 1991. Ganos suspects the cartridges were shipped to the United States from Japan for warranty repairs. They may have ended up in Wisconsin to be scrapped for traces of gold before spending decades forgotten in a box.
Here we are, like this tiny little shop in this tiny little town that happens to have a new variant of this.
An online auction for the cartridges starts today and will last through September 9th. After the break, why Wisconsin is a leader in frozen pizza production. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at WPR.org/travel.
And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about pizza.
According to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, mozzarella is the most popular cheese in the U.S., and Wisconsin producers make more of it than anyone else. As Jana Rose Schleiss tells us, a lot of that mozzarella ends up on pizza, making Wisconsin a leader in frozen pizza production as well.
In a manufacturing facility just off the interstate in Kokana, Wisconsin, more than 30 employees work in unison on a production line that churns out one of the state's growing exports, pizza.
So today we're doing our Brewpub Hardy Artisan. So it's a little bit of a thicker crust, which you can tell.
Matt Salvig is the advertising and promotions manager of Bernatello's Foods. He's showing me around their massive frozen pizza factory. Bernatello's produces different pizza brands, including Orv's, Roma, and Brewpub Lotsa Matza. Marketing manager Adriana Freilich has been with Bernatello's for years, spending her summer breaks as a teenager working on the production line. She explains just how fast that line moves.
So we can go from anywhere from 60 units a minute to 180 to 200.
Each unit is one pizza. That's...
Yep, a lot of pizzas.
A large digital tracker on the wall shows that 25,000 pizzas have been made so far today. The pizza making starts in the bakery, where dough is rolled out and pizza-sized circles are cut. Just like when you make Christmas cookies, the leftovers are collected and put back into the machine to roll out again. After the crusts are baked in massive ovens, they're placed on a rapidly moving production line, where sauce is dropped on top, followed by the cheese and other toppings. Wisconsin's frozen pizza industry is big and growing. Along with Bernatello's, national brands like Tombstone started in Wisconsin. There are also countless small shops. So what makes Wisconsin the frozen pizza capital? Pizza pairs great with another Wisconsin staple, beer, and many of the state's frozen pizza brands started in taverns. It might also have something to do with Wisconsin's long winters. The numbers support that claim. Bernatello's sells more frozen pizza from November to March. Back on the production line, Selvig and I get a glimpse of the ingredient that helps the frozen pizza industry thrive.
And here's where it all happens, right here, cheese.
20-pound blocks of mozzarella get cubed, shredded, and waterfall onto the pizza speeding down the line underneath. Wisconsin is practically synonymous with cheese. We make it, we eat it, we study it.
As I said, a cheese manufacturer would send us shredded cheese and then we bake it on a pizza and tell them how it performed.
Mark Johnson is a scientist with the University of Wisconsin Center for Dairy Research.
Did it melt? Did it stretch? What was the color of the blisters? How many blisters it formed? What was the chew characteristic? What was the flavor?
The research done by Johnson and his colleagues helps producers develop a cheese that fits the needs of the frozen pizza manufacturers. Johnson has seen the frozen pizza industry in Wisconsin expand.
I started here 40 years ago. A frozen pizza was like your last resort.
That's no longer the case. According to the American Frozen Food Institute, people in the U.S. ate 1.4 billion frozen pizzas last year, making it an over $6 billion industry. Johnson says there's a big reason frozen pizza businesses have thrived in the state.
We just have this culture in Wisconsin. We make cheese. We make the best cheese. You got to make the best pizzas, right?
Looking at the production line, Frelich remarks on how much has changed since she first spent her summers making frozen pizzas.
This is light years beyond where they were.
And Bernatello's has no intention of slowing down, helping secure Wisconsin's place as the frozen pizza capital.
Gianna Rose Schleiss brought us that story on pizza production in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And now for a check of the forecast on this Friday. Expect areas of fog early in the south and near Lake Superior. Then partly cloudy north to mostly cloudy south, and highs expected in the upper 70s to low 80s statewide. Tonight, partly cloudy in the north, and then in the south, cloudy with a 30% chance of light rain. Lows will drop down in the high 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, mainly cloudy and humid, a 50% chance of scattered showers, more widespread in the south, highs expected in the upper 70s statewide. And that's all for Wisconsin Today Morning News on this Friday. I'm Courtney Everett. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday for more news.